11 Common Health Issues in Dogs and How to Prevent Them, an expert guide for 2024-2025. Just like humans, dogs face numerous health issues throughout their lives. Understanding these issues and knowing how to prevent them can help your furry friend lead a long, healthy life. In fact, proactive and preventative care is crucial for a dog's long-term well-being and can even reduce the number of veterinary visits needed over their lifetime. Here are 11 common health problems and ways to keep them at bay, incorporating the latest veterinary insights and statistics for 2024-2025. 1. Obesity key point: manage weight with proper diet and exercise. Obesity in dogs is a growing concern, affecting a significant portion of the canine population. In 2024, approximately 35% of dog owners in the U.S. categorized their pets as overweight or obese, with some estimates suggesting overall overweight/obesity rates for dogs climbing to 59% in 2022. This condition can lead to severe health issues like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, and respiratory problems. Being overweight can even reduce a dog's lifespan by up to 2.5 years. Prevention and management: ensure your dog is on a balanced, high-quality commercial diet appropriate for their age, breed, and lifestyle. Implement portion-controlled feeding and measure daily food intake. Treats should not exceed 5% of their daily caloric intake. Engage in regular physical activity. The amount of exercise varies by breed, but it's vital for both physical condition and mental stimulation. Example: take your dog for a 30-minute brisk walk twice daily, incorporate playtime like fetch, and use puzzle feeders to slow down eating. Consult your vet for personalized diet plans and appropriate exercise routines, as well as to determine your dog's ideal body condition score, BCS. 2. Dental disease key point: implement regular dental care. Poor dental hygiene is one of the most common health issues in dogs. Studies from 2023 to 2024 indicate that a staggering 73% to 85% of dogs over the age of 3 have some form of dental disease, such as plaque buildup, gingivitis, or periodontal disease. Untreated dental disease can lead to pain, tooth loss, and systemic infections, potentially impacting the heart, liver, and kidneys. Prevention and management: brush your dog's teeth regularly, ideally daily or at least 3 to 4 times a week, using a canine-specific toothbrush and toothpaste. Never use human toothpaste. Provide vet-approved dental chews and toys that help reduce plaque and tartar buildup. Look for products with the Veterinary Oral Health Council, VOHC, seal. Schedule regular professional dental cleanings with your veterinarian, typically annually, for thorough tartar removal and oral health assessment. Monitor their diet. Some specially formulated dental diets can also help. Example: introduce tooth brushing gradually, starting with gentle gum rubs and pet-friendly toothpaste on your finger before moving to a brush. Watch for signs like bad breath, difficulty eating, drooling, or red gums. 3. Ear infections key point: keep ears clean and dry. Ear infections, otitis externa, are a common ailment, especially in dogs with floppy ears or those who swim frequently, as moisture and debris can create a breeding ground for bacteria and yeast. Prevention and management: clean and dry your dog's ears regularly, especially after baths or swims, using a vet-recommended ear cleaner. Regularly check for signs of infection, such as redness, swelling, foul odor, discharge, excessive scratching, or head shaking. Certain breeds, like Cocker Spaniels and Basset Hounds, are predisposed due to their ear anatomy. Example: use a cotton ball with an appropriate ear cleaning solution to gently wipe the visible parts of the ear canal once a week. If you notice any persistent symptoms, consult your vet immediately. 4. Parasites key point: use preventive treatments consistently. Fleas, ticks, and various types of worms, for example, tapeworms, roundworms, hookworms, whipworms, heartworms, can cause a range of health issues, from skin irritation and anemia to severe organ damage and even death. Prevention and management: administer vet-approved preventive treatments year-round for fleas, ticks, and heartworms as prescribed. Conduct routine fecal examinations to detect intestinal worms and dormice recommended by your vet. Practice good hygiene, including cleaning up your dog's feces daily to prevent the spread of intestinal parasites. Example: administer monthly chewable tablets for heartworm and flea/tick prevention and ensure annual heartworm testing. Be vigilant for symptoms like excessive scratching, visible parasites, weight loss, vomiting, or diarrhea. 5. Skin allergies. Key point: identify and avoid allergens. Skin allergies are common and can manifest as itchy skin, pruritus, leading to scratching, licking, biting, and secondary skin infections, like hot spots or acute moist dermatitis. Common allergens include environmental factors, pollen, dust mites, certain food ingredients, and flea bites. Prevention and management: work with your veterinarian to identify potential allergens through diet trials or allergy testing. Minimize exposure to identified allergens. This might involve environmental controls, for example, air purifiers, frequent cleaning, or dietary changes, for example, hypoallergenic diets. Use vet-recommended shampoos and topical treatments to soothe irritated skin. Your vet may recommend medications, such as antihistamines, corticosteroids, or immunotherapy, allergy shots, to manage symptoms. Example: if your dog has environmental allergies, wipe their paws and coat after outdoor activities to remove pollen. For food allergies, transition to a limited ingredient or hydrolyzed protein diet under veterinary guidance. 6. Arthritis. Key point: maintain joint health with supplements and appropriate exercise. Arthritis, or osteoarthritis, OA, is a degenerative joint disease common in older dogs, though a 2024 study showed that radiographic signs of OA were found in 39.8% of young dogs, 8 months to 4 years old, with 23.6% showing clinical signs. It causes pain, stiffness, and reduced mobility, significantly impacting a dog's quality of life. Prevention and management: maintain a healthy weight to reduce stress on joints. Provide joint supplements containing ingredients like glucosamine, chondroitin, and omega-3 fatty acids, under veterinary advice. Engage your dog in low-impact exercises, such as gentle walks and swimming, to maintain muscle strength and joint flexibility without excessive strain. Consider physical therapy, therapeutic laser, or pain management medications as recommended by your vet. Example: incorporate short, gentle walks daily instead of long, strenuous hikes. Provide a comfortable, orthopedic dog bed to support joints. Watch for signs like limping, difficulty standing up, reluctance to jump, or changes in gait. 7. Heart disease. Key point: ensure regular vet checkups for early detection. Heart disease can be life-threatening if not caught early. Common forms include chronic degenerative valvular disease, especially in small breeds, and dilated cardiomyopathy, more common in large breeds. Regular veterinary visits are crucial for detecting early signs through physical exams, blood tests, and potentially cardiac imaging, echocardiograms. Prevention and management: schedule annual heart checkups, especially as your dog ages. Feed a balanced, heart-healthy diet. Ensure regular, appropriate exercise to maintain cardiovascular fitness. Be aware of symptoms like coughing, fatigue, reduced exercise tolerance, difficulty breathing, or a distended abdomen. Example: your vet might recommend specific dietary changes or medications if early signs of heart disease are detected, helping to manage the condition and improve prognosis. 8. Diabetes. Key point: monitor diet and weight closely. Diabetes mellitus, a condition where the body doesn't produce or properly use insulin, requires careful management of diet and weight. It is often linked to obesity. Prevention and management: maintain a healthy weight for your dog through proper nutrition and exercise. Implement consistent feeding times and portion control to help regulate blood sugar levels. Regular vet consultations are key for diagnosis, insulin regulation, and dietary advice. Watch for signs such as increased thirst and urination, increased hunger with weight loss, lethargy, or a sweet-smelling breath. Example: feed your dog at the same time each day and avoid sugary treats. If diagnosed, carefully follow your veterinarian's instructions for insulin administration and dietary modifications. 9. Urinary tract infections, UTIs. Key point: encourage hydration and regular bathroom breaks. Urinary tract infections, UTIs, can cause discomfort and, if left untreated, lead to more serious kidney or bladder conditions. Prevention and management: ensure your dog has constant access to fresh, clean water to encourage adequate hydration. Provide frequent bathroom breaks to allow them to empty their bladder regularly. Watch for symptoms such as frequent urination, straining to urinate, urinating in inappropriate places, blood in urine, or excessive licking of the genital area. Example, keep multiple water bowls around the house and clean them daily. If you notice any of these signs, consult your vet promptly, as UTIs often require antibiotic treatment. 10. Cancer key point, early detection through regular vet visits and vigilance. Cancer is a leading cause of death in older dogs. In 2024, an estimated 6 million pet dogs in the United States will be diagnosed with cancer. Approximately 1 in 4 dogs will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. Common types include lymphoma, hemangiosarcoma, osteosarcoma, bone cancer, and mast cell tumors. Prevention and management, regular vet checkups are paramount for early detection, especially for senior dogs. Perform regular at-home checks for any new lumps, bumps, or swelling on your dog's body. Be vigilant for unusual behaviors or symptoms such as unexplained weight loss, loss of appetite, lethargy, vomiting, diarrhea, limping, or difficulty breathing. Spaying or neutering can reduce the risk of certain cancers, such as mammary cancer in females and prostate disease in males. Example, during your daily petting routine, systematically check your dog's skin and coat for any abnormalities. Report any suspicious findings to your veterinarian immediately for biopsy or further investigation. 11. Kennel cough key point, vaccinate and avoid exposure in high-risk environments. Kennel cough, canine infectious respiratory disease complex, CIRC, is a highly contagious respiratory illness caused by various bacteria and viruses, most commonly Bordetella bronchiseptica. While often mild, it can lead to more severe complications, especially in puppies or immunocompromised dogs. Prevention and management, ensure your dog is vaccinated against kennel cough, Bordetella, especially if they frequent dog parks, boarding kennels, or doggy daycare. Avoid exposing your dog to crowded places or unvaccinated animals if there is a known outbreak. Keep your dog away from sick dogs and communal water bowls. If your dog shows symptoms like a persistent, harsh cough, often described as a honking sound, sneezing, or nasal/eye discharge, seek veterinary care. Example, confirm your dog's Bordetella vaccination status is up to date before planning any boarding or group training activities. Isolate a coughing dog from other pets to prevent spread. By staying informed and proactive, you can significantly help prevent these common health issues and ensure your dog lives a happy, healthy life. Regular vet visits, at least annually, proper nutrition, consistent exercise, and attentive care are your best tools for prevention and early intervention. Frequently asked questions about dog health. Q1, how often should my dog visit the vet for preventive care? A1, for most adult dogs, an annual wellness examination is recommended. However, puppies and senior dogs may require more frequent visits, typically every 6 months, to monitor their rapidly changing health needs. Q2, what are the most crucial vaccinations for my dog? A2, core vaccinations, recommended for all dogs, typically include distemper, parvovirus, adenovirus, and rabies. Non-core vaccines, like Bordetella, kennel cough, leptospirosis, and Lyme disease, are recommended based on your dog's lifestyle and geographic location. Your veterinarian can advise on the best vaccination schedule for your pet. Q3, can human food harm my dog? A3, yes, many human foods can be harmful or even toxic to dogs. Common examples include chocolate, grapes and raisins, onions, garlic, xylitol, an artificial sweetener, and avocado. It's safest to stick to a high-quality commercial dog food and vet-approved treats. Q4, how can I tell if my dog is in pain or unwell? A4, dogs often hide signs of illness or pain. Look for subtle changes in behavior such as changes in eating or drinking habits, for example, loss of appetite, excessive thirst, lethargy or decreased energy levels, limping, stiffness or reluctance to move, vomiting or diarrhea, changes in urination or defecation, for example, straining, accidents, excessive scratching, licking or chewing, unexplained lumps, bumps or weight changes, bad breath or drooling. If you notice any of these signs, contact your veterinarian. Q5, is pet insurance a good idea for managing dog health issues? A5, pet insurance can be a valuable tool for managing unexpected veterinary expenses, particularly for serious illnesses or accidents. Many plans offer coverage for routine wellness, accidents, and illnesses, which can help offset costs for professional dental cleanings, surgeries, and long-term treatments. Q6, what role does weight management play in preventing health issues? A6, maintaining a healthy weight is paramount for your dog's overall health and longevity. Obesity significantly increases the risk of conditions like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, and even some cancers. Regular monitoring of your dog's body condition score, BCS, at home and with your vet is essential for effective weight management. Q7, how can I ensure my dog gets enough exercise? A7, the amount of exercise needed varies significantly by breed, age, and individual dog. A combination of daily walks, playtime, like fetch or tug-of-war, and mental stimulation through training or puzzle toys is ideal. Consult your vet or a professional dog trainer to determine the appropriate exercise regimen for your specific dog. Hashtag dog health, hashtag pet care, hashtag veterinary advice, hashtag dog wellness, hashtag preventative care, hashtag canine health, hashtag pet obesity, hashtag dental care for dogs, hashtag dog allergies, hashtag dog arthritis, hashtag dog cancer, hashtag dog diabetes, hashtag routine dogs, hashtag kennel cough, hashtag dog health tips 2024 sources 1. Vetster.com.